Great Mother Prajnaparamita is a female Buddha who is the manifestation of Buddha's perfection of wisdom. Or we can say she's the heart of Buddha Shakyamuni. Therefore, we visualize her in the heart of Buddha Shakyamuni. Yeah, so she is Buddha's perfection of wisdom. Or we can say direct realization of emptiness or manifestation of this realization of Buddha's mind. And her function is to overcome Maras, outer and inner obstructing demons. And other function is that she bestows us the realization of the higher perfection of wisdom, which is the union of bliss and emptiness, or spontaneous great bliss and emptiness. And we can read or we can look. Her body is a body of golden light. Yeah, so when we visualize Buddhas, we never think they are made of flesh and bones and so forth. They're always we appear them, or we think their body is made of wisdom light. Yeah. Also, even if we look at the Buddha in our shrine or at any image. And she has four arms, which indicates that she is the manifestation of the perfection of wisdom of all the Buddhas of the 10 directions. We say sometimes 4 directions or 10 directions. And she holds a vajra, which symbolizes bliss, and the scripture of perfection, Wisdom Sutra, indicating that she bestows us the attainment of the union of great bliss and emptiness, which is the higher perfection of wisdom. Her other two hands rest in her lap in the mudra of meditative equipoise. So this mudra shows us that through training in meditation on the perfection of wisdom, we can accomplish the higher perfection of wisdom, the union of great bliss and emptiness. This is very clear. Yeah? And if we first train in the higher perfection of wisdom, we can gain train in the perfection of wisdom, we can accomplish higher perfection of wisdom, union of great bliss and emptiness. And if we attain this realization, we are very, very close to enlightenment. This is where we want to go. And it's important also that we understand wisdom is a virtuous, intelligent mind. There are different definitions. One is that understands meaningful objects. Yeah, objects that give great meaning in this life and in all our future lives. In this context, wisdom is a virtuous, intelligent mind whose function is to dispel the inner darkness of ignorance. And only with wisdom we can understand how things really exist. Normally, we do not understand how things exist. This is why we have continually problems in our life. This is why we experience suffering. This is why we are unhappy. Just due to ignorance. Due to ignorance. Because we do not understand how things really exist. So, Venerable Geshe-la gave a little commentary to just brief what is ignorance. And I think it's quite interesting what he said. So due to ignorance of emptiness and ignorance of karma, We have experienced suffering and problems since beginningless time until now. So every suffering, every moment we are unhappy, every problem we experience is due to ignorance. So we have experienced this in life after life until now. And if we do not destroy this ignorance, abandon it from our mind, then we will have to experience suffering and problems in all our future lives without end. So we have to choose. We really need to make our mind up what we want to use our life for. You know, we can't just continue to squander it in meaningless activities, just enjoying ourselves as good as possible, which is just suffering. It's not happiness. Or we can really follow Buddha's advice, Buddha's instructions, which I would really recommend to do because it is an absolutely unique opportunity to be able to put an end to our suffering, to our problems, aging, sickness, death, rebirth, uncontrolled rebirth, again. Four powerful rivers. Can stop them. You can stop them. They can be liberated from the iron chain of karma. Get out of the iron net of ignorance and the pitch black darkness of ignorance. And we can put an end to all suffering.